Potsters, there's only one word to describe what you're about to experience, and that is electric. Electric. That's right. I'm back and I'm renewed. I'm reinvigorated. Is that a word? Not sure. I am inspired. And today, this is a big one. So today you are going to hear from me and Brenda Johnston. You might remember Brenda. She was the, or is the number one downloaded podcast for Unmute Yourself. She is a subconscious mindset strategist. She is an energy mentor. She is a dear friend. And she and I got on the phone, or the Zoom in this case, and we talked about all the things. We talk about how to overcome imposter feeling. We talk about the fear of being seen. We talk about the fear of being judged. Spoiler alert, you're going to be judged anyways, Podster, so you might as well do the thing. We talk about how to check in with ourselves when we feel things going a little awry. And in this dynamics conversation, we talk about practical strategies to get yourself back on track and get out of your own way. And we talk about the number one thing holding you back, the number one thing. And I have to tell you, this episode's just electric. It's going to light your life on fire. So without further ado, here we go, Podsters. Buckle up. Are you ready to speak up, stand out, and get your seat at the table? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unmute Yourself, the podcast where you'll get real-life anecdotes and actionable tools for you to step into your strengths, debunk imposter syndrome, truly know your worth, and show up like you own the room every time. I'm your host, Nancy Medoff, who did the thing and followed my passion for empowering women like you to unleash that inner spark and become who you know you are meant to be. I'm a diehard foodie with a raging Skittles habit who will not stop until women everywhere unmute themselves and truly thrive at work, at home, or wherever you may be. Let's do this. It's a little creepy how excited I am to be here. I don't think it's normal, actually. And I just like, so I am so excited to be here. I love you.
I love you too. I'm excited about this too, because we always have awesome conversations. I mean, we've been having awesome conversations. For those of you who don't know, Nancy and I like to call it a television show. I know that's not what it is, but like we've created Thrive Thursday Lives on Instagram, where we like meet every Thursday and we have awesome conversations and people join in. And like, to me, I'm like, it feels like a television show. So that's what I'm calling it.
And what's the purpose of our television show, Brenda?
Well, we want to help people be able to thrive and like not be stuck and not make excuses, which ironically leads into what we're going to be talking about today. Isn't that exciting?
I'm beside myself. I like.
This episode is one of those episodes you are going to want to grab a pen and a paper, because in this episode, you're going to discover the number one thing that's been holding you back in life and business. We're going to tell you what it is straight up. Right?
We are. And like, should we wait for people to get their notepad, because this is significant.
I feel like we should. So go grab your notepads and your pens now.
Or like if you're in the shower, pause and come back when you can really write this down, because it's big.
Yeah, it's like massive.
Huge.
And one of the reasons we wanted to do this episode, I mean, we both coach people, we mentor people, and we had a conversation about some of the themes that we keep seeing popping up, not only with clients, but like on social media in general. It's like the same things keep showing up. And I was like, we need to talk about this because some of this is just bullshit.
Agreed. Yep. Mm-hmm. Done.
Cracking me up. Do we want to, I feel like, you know.
Should we tell everybody like what I do or who I am? I mean, I feel like
they know who you are, but yeah, for those of you who don't know who Nancy is, give us a little bit of a like.
Sure.
People.
Well,
know you.
First of all, I am the president of the Brenda Johnston fan club. And Brenda and I met on Instagram I reached out to Brenda. That's right. I heard Brenda on Tiffany Carter. Love you, Tiff. Heard Brenda on her podcast, started following Brenda on Instagram and listening to her podcast. It's so funny because I remember exactly where I was when I listened to specific pieces of it. Anyway, so many nuggets. And I reached out to her and I said, I just want to let you know, I tried XYZ and here's what happened. And, you know, it was wild. And then it kept happening and happening and happening. So I reached out to her on Instagram and we became friends. I mean, that's it. That's how this happens, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun because and I talk about this a lot, it's actually me in the DMs. It's actually you in the DMs. We're not using chatbots. So sometimes I feel bad because people will send me a message and if we're not already connected, it'll go into the requests. Mm-hmm. So I might not see it for a couple of days. I have to get better at clicking on that button because usually it's full of stupid things like
make $1 million by 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. Breathe and you'll have $2 million in 5 minutes.
Right.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Plus, you are the author of the Unmute Yourself book, which
So here's what I do. I am a public speaker. I'm an executive coach. I wrote a book a couple years ago. It was number one on Amazon twice. It's called Unmute Yourself and Speak Up to Stand Out. My podcast is Top 5%. It's called Unmute Yourself, the podcast. Very creative. And really, I left my corporate job about 5, 6, 8 years ago. Let's see, it was 2018. What are we? 6 years ago, to really just double down on myself and my message, which was empowering women to speak up, get your seat at the table, and then build a bigger table. And I have to tell you, it hasn't always been easy, but once you step into who you are meant to be, you will never look back ever. Ever.
You know what I just realized, what you said there? So you left your corporate job in 2018. Mm-hmm. I left my corporate job and we left at the same time.
Girl, we are like sisters from another mother. Okay.
Right.
You have a Buddha. I have a Buddha. I mean.
And we just discovered that we both love crime docuseries.
That's right.
Also, if anybody listening to this has some good crime documentary recommendations on Netflix or Prime or wherever, you need to DM us and let us know.
Well, I think documentary might be a little bit of a stretch. I prefer docudramas.
Docudrama. Yes. That's a great, yeah.
Where maybe it's true. Maybe it's completely biased. I don't care. I'm watching it and it's a release for me. It's a release. Yeah. I don't have to think. Yeah.
Same. Anywho. That's why I watch them, because it's I don't have to think about this and I'm just okay, whatever.
Exactly.
I love this. So should we let them in on what the main thing holding them back from having a limitless life and a limitless business is?
Well, I have a really funny scenario analogy for you. Should I wait or should I do it now?
Oh, I want to hear this now. Let's have this now.
No, I don't know if it's going to be that funny, but so Brenda and I became friendly and this is all over voice texting, right? We know stuff about each other. Meanwhile, I've never spoken to her on the phone ever. Ever.
No, but we did meet in real life.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Very few people get to meet me in real life. So that was
exciting. I mean, I'm still glowing from that. And so, Brenda, this is so funny, you guys, especially those of you that have been following her. I'll be talking to her. I'll be like, Brenda, I don't know. I'm feeling like I need a reset. She'll go, oh, I got a meditation for that. And the next thing I know, up pops a meditation. I'll be like, oh, you know, I really haven't been sleeping and my Peloton meditation is, oh, I got a meditation for that. So it's like I'm a junkie and I'm on the corner. And every time she comes by, she drops me another meditation. I mean, I have 4 or 5. They all work fantastic. And the last one you sent me, I used it last week and it was work to do it because I was really wrapped around the axle, which rarely happens. And it worked. And I was just laughing the next morning. I'm like, it's like whatever ails me. I'm like, hey, Brenda, I'm feeling like I don't like days that end in Y. Oh, I got a meditation for that. Hang on. And before I can even finish the sentence, there's a new meditation in my inbox. So thank
you. But it's also easy because you've done actual work with me. So mm-hmm. I understand how your energy works. I understand where your mind is going. And I'm like, girl, I got you.
And you do. I just think it's so funny.
I do. I'm having this weird flashback of I must have been in grade school and all those say no to drug campaigns were coming out. And I remember we were moving from the country, like there was like 800 people where we lived, to the city. And I was so nervous because I kept hearing the adults talking about how like there were going to be drug dealers on every corner and they'd offer you some for free to hook you in. So that's what I just remembered when you said that.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's a vibe.
But it, you know, it's true. When we do the work, and the work in this case is, hey, listen to this hypnosis program, it becomes easier and easier for your nervous system to start to relax so that your subconscious mind can actually make changes so that your body feels safe to move forward and do the things.
Preach.
Yeah. And so it's funny because I've always talked about nervous system and how your nervous system has to be calm. And I feel like a lot of things out there, nervous system regulation is now trendy.
Yep.
It's like, oh,
yep, it is. It
I
is.
I did a podcast about that, but I can't.
About it being trendy or about it in general?
About it in general, and probably about it being trendy because I get really annoyed by stupid stuff.
Take it as a compliment. Like you were there first. Now everybody's getting on the bus.
Yeah. And I don't even know if I was there first, but like I've been talking about it for like 8 freaking years, man.
Well, fun fact, I thought it was bullshit until it happened to me. I thought it was complete bullshit until.
Hey, can we elaborate on that? Because one of my favorite things, and this sounds weird, is when I'm starting to work with a new one-on-one person and they come in, they're like, you know, I'm really skeptical of this. I'm like, great. Means you have no expectations. So why did you think it was bullshit?
Well, I don't know if thinking it is bullshit is the right thing to say. I thought like, okay, so I'll light a candle and I'll be fine. Like that truly is, I was just like, well, whatever, I'm stressed. Like it doesn't mean that I need to regulate my nervous system. It means that I'm stressed, whatever. Stressed is, the world is stressed. And it wasn't until and this is so wild because this has never happened to me. I've had some unprecedented stress in my life and everything's fine. Isn't that funny how we always go, everything's fine.
It's all good. I'm fine.
It's okay. I'm fine. Everybody's healthy. Dandy's great. But I had stomach issues. I was night sweating so much that I was going through like 3 sets of pajamas a night. I got hives. I was very lethargic, and it, like, this was physical. And I've had doctors on my podcasts before that talk about this. And I was always like, yeah, whatever, fine, you're stressed. And this was like, this was physical, getting in my way physically. And I knew that this was happening to me internally. Like this wasn't a virus. I thought it was a virus, but in the beginning, and I thought it was COVID. And then I'm like, no, this isn't COVID. This is, you can't regulate what's happening to your body right now. I could not regulate it. So I needed to just stop and
yeah.
It's not bullshit.
No, it isn't. And I mean, I've gone through stuff the last couple of years and I used to hear people talking about burnout and I was like, whatever. But as soon as your body hits that point, it's very interesting and it can be kind of scary because your whole way of being almost changes.
Well, that's what I mean.
Look at things differently. And I mean, in a lot of ways, as weird as this sounds, it's kind of been a really good journey for me because I've had to look at relationships to like the gym and how I would go to the gym and beat the shit out of myself. And like, it's just been interesting. So yeah, it's.
Well, how do you know if somebody, if it's a nervous system issue?
Like me personally?
For you or your clients, like the only reason I knew that this is what this was is because it was showing up physically. Again, hives.
Yeah,
night sweats,
a like, lot of, it's interesting because I just literally yesterday got a message from one of my clients who's been doing one-on-one work with me. And her message said, and this is how I know it's related to nervous system and stuff. Her message started with, my eczema is finally gone. After almost a year straight of doing billions of things and no one being able to explain it, holistic and Western medicine doctors, it's gone.
Wow. So, I mean, do you get teared up when you read that?
I do actually. And like, because she goes on, she's like, you have no idea how painful and itchy it was. Like some days I would be in tears and honestly thought I would, that was just my new reality. And so for me, when I'm working with people and also myself, I mean, just having conversations with people and listening to what they're going through, I'm like, oh, okay, their nervous system is freaking the fuck out. We need to calm that down first. But also energy management, energy plays a part in this. And it's like, when we start to clear out the stress, manage it differently, we can literally clear out health issues. So for me and a lot of the clients, it's like, oh, you have something manifesting physically. That means you didn't listen when the check engine light came on in your body.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
That is like your engine is shutting down now. So let's deal with that.
Yep.
So for me, I know when my body starts to hit that part is I need to have, we call them mono naps because I have an autoimmune thing going on. We call them mono naps because when I was 16 and I had mono, I would sleep for like 6 hours. And so when my body starts to shut down, I need like a 4-hour nap just to be able to function.
Wow.
So we don't let it get to that point anymore.
That's discipline. That's discipline because I don't have the discipline to do that. I don't.
But you know, I don't even know if it's discipline or it's, I don't ever want to fucking feel like that again. So, and human nature is to run away from pain versus running towards pleasure. But for me, this is like, I'm running towards the pleasure now because I don't, that is not an option for me. I don't like it. Not available for it. Mm-mm. So anybody listening to this, like, just take notice of not just what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your body. And don't listen, okay? You can't look at it.
Whoa, you guys, you're getting the finger. She's doing the finger.
We get into this space where something starts to go wrong and we beat ourselves up about it. And I've mentioned this before, but you need to not look at it and go, everything's going shit. You need to stop, be still, and ask yourself, what is going on with me right now? And when you can sit in the quiet of that, you'll get the answer.
I'm going to write this down. What is going on with me right now?
Yeah. What is going on with me not right now? Not what's wrong with me? Why is this happening? No. Be quiet and ask your system, what is going on with me? So anytime I get in that space of like, ooh, my body's really tired, I don't have the energy, I'll stop. And I'm like, okay, what's going on right now? Oh, right. I had 4 crazy back-to-back days with clients. I recorded 3 podcasts. I did all these things and I didn't give myself space. It's like, what is going on? I wish you guys could all see my facial expressions right now.
Yeah.
But yeah. So for you and you're sitting there going, no, I'm just going to push through it. Listen, I do that sometimes too. But the moment I feel that engine light needle tipping the wrong way, I'm like, nope, I'm done with this now.
I will say I was better this time. Going back to to physical self-care, going to bed early, reading before bed, you know, not drinking really. I like my wine.
Same.
you know, not using that to self-medicate, and I was more disciplined in that, but, I let it go too far. And I hope that I'm able to learn from that because to your point, I don't want to do that again. That was not fun. Not fun.
Yeah, and recognizing that like you're human, we're all human. Everybody listening to this podcast is human. We have those moments of like, oops. And I don't want to use an age thing here, but also I feel like our generation was always taught like you just push through it. Like when I was working in corporate and growing up, stress was not, wasn't a thing.
Yes, correct. Nope. You just did it.
Yeah. So get it done. Just do what you have to do to get it done.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm pretty sure that's also why I wasn't connected to my emotions till I was in my 40s, because also I was raised in during a time where it was like, you don't have emotions. Crying makes you weak. Emotions make you weak. So it's been a very interesting journey.
Agreed.
And I mean, I love the journey, and you know this, and I talk about, I'm turning 50 in October. I feel like I'm just almost closing the first half of my life.
Fantastic.
So that I can step into the next half. And I'm really excited about it.
I'm so really happy. I'm happy because when we first met, you were flipping out about turning 49. And I'm like, oh, honey, you have no idea what's ahead of you. So for those of you who are listening that are freaking out about turning, let's say 40 or even 30, every new decade brings new confidence and new knowledge and really, truly giving zero shits. I'm truly. And when you hit your 50s, you're done. You're done. It is the quality of your days is fantastic. Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Yep.
Yeah, I agree. And this all ties into
yes,
the number one thing that is holding every single one of you back.
Yep.
From building that limitless life, from building that limitless business or career or whatever. Nancy, do you want to tell them what it is?
I mean, I can if everybody's ready.
Yeah, I'd love for you to tell them what it is.
Okay. The number one thing, grab a pen, that's holding you back is you.
Yep.
You are the one that is holding you back. There is no, it is not money. It is not circumstances. It is not, and by the way, I'm trying to say this with love. I know I don't sound very loving right now. This is based on, and because Brenda and I, we both coach women and we both keep hearing the same things. And if I hear, well, you know what? Let me put it to you this way. So I started a new program. It's called Speaker School. Started it. I'm on my second round. And I bring women from being either scared or not knowing how to get on stage. And then you to leaving with your keynote, your speaker sheet, all your marketing, everything, right? And the first thing we do is talk about your story and why your story is so, what your origin story is and why is it so important that you want to get this message out to the world. Every single time without fail, when I take these people through this why exercise that you may have heard me do with Miss Tiff and some other people, every single time people in a good way break open and there is something very significant, very personal, very vulnerable, which is why they want to tell their story. And if I can't get that from you, then we can't, there's no point because you're going to be phoning it in. You're going to be sabotaging your own success. You're going to be up there on stage or telling your story or whatever. And it's going to be bullshit. It's going to be bullshit. And I'm telling you, even clients I know really well, it takes them maybe a session or two to really get to it. And then they're like, okay, now I get it. Now I get it. And they come back so on fire, so ready to do it. And they are just so, like, they have to get this message out into the world and nothing will stop them. Nothing. But you have to get out of your own way.
Yes. And I love that. And I'm going to link up Speaker School. So if anybody wants to check it out, they can. I'll have all the links to you. But it's also so interesting because, like, one of the things that I'm seeing, one, it's that whole fear of visibility. And that shows up in a couple of ways. It's like, maybe they're not ready for the visibility because they're afraid, like, if, say, they go viral, they don't have the system set up in place to handle that. Okay. But the other thing is, some of them are so fearful of judgment that they're hiding. And I'm saying it like that. There's excuses and stories coming up because this is how your mind works. Like, I've got imposter syndrome. I need to work through it. People will get on calls with me and they will tell me what they believe their blocks are. And I look at them and I'm like, well, If you believe that's true, then you're creating the block. Mm-hmm. If you believe you have a block, then now you have a block.
You've just created your block, right?
Yeah. Right. I don't know what it is. I have a block. I don't know what it is. It's like,
well, stop saying you have a block, first of all.
It's you. You're right. The block.
Right. Right.
And again, we're saying this with love, but y'all need to hear this. And it's one of the reasons why not only do I have the 3-week subconscious reboot, but like I have the 3-month program, because we dive into this stuff. And like Nancy was saying, and you know what? I actually want to talk about this, because the whole imposter syndrome thing, I've always been like, I don't feel like that's a thing. Then I hear people going, oh, imposter syndrome is real, yada, yada, yada. What is your view on imposter syndrome?
So my view on imposter syndrome is that you are having a feeling, and feelings are not facts. And men and women throughout history have had that same feeling. I have it before I get on a stage. I've been on thousands of stages. I'm still nervous before I go out on a stage. That's a feeling. Mm-hmm. That's a feeling. Tom Hanks, David Bowie, Charles Schulz from Starbucks, not the peanuts. All of them have said that they have imposter syndrome. Jennifer Lopez, Jane Fonda, Tina Fey, Lady Gaga. I mean, I could keep going and going and going and going. Michelle Obama. I mean, it's when you say, oh, darn it, that imposter syndrome is getting in my way and I can't write my book. It's a feeling, and feelings are not facts. Own the feeling and let's manage the feeling. But let's not say that I have a syndrome. Like, no, you're not sick. You're not in the hospital. You have a feeling.
And that ties into the label thing, which I see a lot too, is like people get stuck with these labels that somebody gives them. You're this, you're that, you have this, you have that. I hate labels, because the moment you have a label, that starts to become part of your story. And that's dangerous. So like me, for example, growing up, I was told by my teachers and everybody around me that I was bad at math. It was boring to me. I liked art. So my whole life, even up into my adult life, my story was, oh, I'm just bad at math. Well, that's a problem when you want to make a lot of money and you start making a lot of money. That's a problem. And I realized one day, I'm like, I'm not bad at math. I'm actually really good at math.
I just choose not to do it.
Yeah, that was my story, because I was just like, this math is boring to me.
I get it. So I don't know if I did this last time I was on, but I have what I call the 3 R's to overcome imposter feeling. You want me to go through them?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this is, you know, it's so funny, Brenda, because I've been teaching this for 5 years and I'm like, are people not sick of hearing this? And nope. I mean, it keeps coming up again and again and again. Okay. So the first thing to do is remember that it's a feeling. 3 R's. One is remember. You can do all three. You can pick one. Remember that it's a feeling and feelings aren't facts. So the first thing you do is, well, now I don't have a syndrome. Now I have a feeling and I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling like I'm an imposter. I'm feeling like I don't belong here. So you manage that feeling. The other thing I like is, so these two are my favorite. They're all my favorite, but I really love these, is recall. So recall a time where you also had that same feeling and you nailed it. So for me, if I'm on stage, I remember there was this one program, might get choked up talking about it, because it was the program where I knew that this was it. Like I knew, I'm like, yeah, this is what you should be doing. I gave a big keynote speech in Orlando, Florida. And afterwards the women had my book. I didn't bring it with me. They had all bought it and they were lined up out the door. Like they had to stop the conference till all these women could get through and I could sign their book and talk to them. So I remember that every time.
That just gave me goosebumps. Amazing.
It was amazing. I know exactly who it was and where it was. And by the way, I don't sound that to sound like an arrogant ass. I sound that because that same stage a year later, I'm going to get on and I'm nervous. And I remember, and I'm like, okay, Nance, remember last time? So just check yourself before you wreck yourself. Were you the one that I was saying that I want to use that in a sentence every time?
I think I was. We were talking about
it's from The Hangover. Hangover movie. Funniest thing ever. Anyway, and then the last is reframe. And I really love this one. I use it with my little granddaughter, who is the cutest thing ever. and, or I've used it with her. And I remember it was so simple. She could understand it. And she was six at the time. Reframe that nervous energy into excited energy. And here's why. And Brenda, I'm sure you know this. Excited energy is contagious. Mm-hmm. So if you're having an imposter feeling, or you're nervous about something, you're nervous and you're probably also a little excited. I was just talking to a client yesterday about this. She calls it nervesiety or something like that. Something cute and it worked for her. Take the excited energy and focus on that, because that is contagious. And if you're getting ready to speak, if you're getting ready to try to make a point, that excitement will bring everybody else along with you. And that's, so instead of going on and being, you know, Susie hands in your pockets, instead you walk out and you're excited and everybody else is too.
Mm-hmm. I love this. And also because, okay, I love this for many reasons. One, I love how you've broken it down into the three steps: remember, recall, reframe. It's a lot of what I do with people also is like, you need to reframe that. So when the negativity thing comes up, we're reframing it. But I love the whole, let's take that nervous energy and reframe it to excitement. And that's one of the things I do. I'll check in. I'm like, what's going on with me? Okay, I'm really nervous. No, am I nervous or is this excited? I'm excited. And this ties into energy, because our unique energetic signature that is going out into the world. If you go out there and you have the nervous energy, and I'm not saying you can't be nervous while you're out there, I'm saying energy speaks before your mouth even opens. So if that's the energy you're hanging on to, that's what people are going to feel from you. Whereas if you make the conscious choice and you say to yourself, I'm walking out there and this is exciting energy. And even before you walk out there, if you have to like flail your arms around, yep, or jump, sure, up and down, mm-hmm, move the energy through you so that when you go out there, people feel your excitement and it's contagious in the best possible way.
You know, it's so interesting you talked about jumping up and down, because I do that. I do that just to get my body going and to take, yeah, up space and to get myself pumped up. And I never thought about that I'm getting the nervous energy out of my body and, yeah, making way for the positive energy. I love that.
I'm a big, so like I need to move to get the energy out of me. And I've really only just started to realize this, even during breath work, when I was in the jungle, like Regina leads us through the breath work and she's like, move your body if you need to. I am like shaking the energy out of me. And I noticed today at the gym doing my like cool down, I'm like on the little pre-core machine or whatever it's called. And I'm listening to this really cool vibey music. And I had zero fucks. I didn't care. I had to shake my arms. Like I was just shaking my arms and letting the energy come out of them, because that was my cool down. And the old version of me would have been like, oh my, I can't do this. And then what if somebody sees me? Did not care. Don't zero. Care. Still None. Don't care.
Yep.
There was part of me that wanted to jump off the machine and dance around. I didn't need to do that, but like, maybe I might have.
Right. I do. If it's okay, I want to go back to something you said a few minutes Absolutely. Ago and I wrote it down. There is no segue to this. You very casually said like maybe 20 minutes ago, fear of being judged.
Oh yeah.
By a lot of people. Right. So here's how I look at that. You're going to be judged anyway. So you can be judged and play small, or you can be judged and go after what you want. Mm-hmm. You're going to be judged anyway. Fact of life. I judge people. You judge people.
Absolutely.
Is what it is. So,
and to add to that, you know what? One of the things that comes up the most with people is they're not afraid of strangers judging them. They're afraid that family and friends are going to see what they're doing and they're going to be judged by them. And I'm like, are your family and friends buying your product or service? And their answer is usually no. I'm like, okay, so you're holding yourself back, keeping yourself small, because you're afraid of what your family and friends are going to say who are not giving you money. Interesting.
I love that. Interesting. That's also a tactic. I love that. Yep.
Like There's a reason I don't have my parents on my Instagram or whatever. Also, they don't have Instagram. They're like 75. They just don't have it. Like, there's a reason.
Of course, you take all that childhood stuff. You're like, no, mm-mm, no.
I don't you know, so you have to make a choice. Do you want to attract in your ideal people with your energetic signature, or do you want to keep repelling them because you're afraid of what your family and your friends are thinking? Right?
Yep.
To me, that's not even an option. There's this cool button, this cool feature. It's called block. Boop. They don't even know. They're not even going to know. Or at least I had somebody do this the other day. I was like, okay, you know what? Obviously, you don't feel like you want to block your family and your friends. So just mute your stories so they don't see your stories. So when you're selling things, they're not seeing it.
So you can mute your stories to specific people?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Game changer.
I'll show you how to do that later.
Okay, thanks. Great.
Yeah, it is. It is a game changer. It's like mute. I feel like one of the other things, and tell me what you think about this, but the whole imposter syndrome, air
quotes.
Can
we call it feeling? Can we call it feeling?
Yeah, imposter feeling.
Thank you.
I feel like for a lot of people, like a lot of the women that I'm working with, it's because so many of them aren't aware of what their values are. And so they're not able to show up in this confident energy. And it's like, I ask them like, well, what are your top three values? And oftentimes I will get looked at like I'm a space alien with five heads. And it's very interesting.
100%.
And I'm like, huh, let's talk about values. What are your feelings about this?
Let's talk about values. I'm actually looking as we speak. I actually have a worksheet that I do on values with people. So I was doing a keynote on living your truth. And to me, there is nothing more powerful than living your truth. There's nothing more powerful. I don't know what to say. So to live your truth, you have to know what your truth is. And that's hard for a lot of people. That's hard. How do you, like, what is most important to you? Well, there are a lot of things that are important to me. What's most important to you? I don't know. Like, where do I start? You know, so I think once you step into your truth, which is driven by your values, you will do anything and everything you can to protect that truth and to protect those values.
Mm-hmm.
And you will do everything you can to live that truth and live those values, which is why it's so important to figure out what they are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because values are essentially like the guiding light, your roadmap, and they can change over time. My values have changed over time. I have clients whose values have changed. I had a conversation with somebody last week. She's like,
of course,
you know, this used to be one of my core values and I don't feel like it is anymore. Is that okay? I'm like, of course it's okay. It's your journey.
Yeah.
You get to redefine things. Like one of my main core values, and a lot of people don't understand this, is curiosity. Because
that's on my value list. Hold on.
Probably we have so much in common. It's bizarre.
No, I mean the list that I go through with clients. Oh. Yes, it's on there. Yep. It's an option.
But
yep.
Yeah, curiosity for me is one of my top values because I want to be curious about new learnings and I want to be curious about situations. And curiosity opens you up to new possibilities and potential versus saying, I already know that. I already did that. It's like, no, curiosity is very, very important to me.
It's also very broad, right? It's also right. Yep. They're your deal breakers. These are your deal breakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I love going through values with people and seeing like what they come up with and what they realize actually is important. Because years ago, I think it was in corporate. I don't even remember. They were like, what are your top five values? And everybody, it was like, family, friend, like they just put the generic things down. I'm not saying that those can't be your core values, but like
doing good in the world,
being like respected. Okay. When I
start, is that our corporate voice, by the way? Yeah. Should we be using that voice?
That's my corporate voice.
Thank you. Okay. Go.
Welcome. You know what? I love having different voices for different situations. I don't know why I do that, but it's like, it's a thing.
I don't know if
Isn't
I do
it funny
that.
That both of our corporate voice sound like this, really nasally?
Well, because you're uptight and you're nasally and you're like, Mithrama, like, no. Mm-mm.
And you know what? Some of you out in corporate land, you might be super happy and love what you're doing. And that's awesome. But for me, it was not where it was meant to be.
Right.
But it's like when I started actually exploring my values, like what could I talk about forever? What really lights me up? It was mind blowing to me. I was like, oh, the things that I thought were my values actually aren't my values.
It's fast. Well, and here's what's interesting. Sorry, I thought you were done.
Oh, you
Sorry.
Go. I am.
So you were talking about getting older, and as you get older, obviously, by the way, I love when you say that in your meditations, obviously, the more comfortable you are, she says it in everyone. It's, she's obviously everyone. So,
before you die, there's a specific reason, there's specific words that I say because they instantly calm your mind down.
Okay. All right. Obviously.
Yeah, it's a thing.
So, I lost my train of thought. Oh, your values change and they change as you get older because they can, you know, when you're in your 20s and your 30s, your values on some level are about making money. You don't have any money. So by the time I'm sure you have money, but you know, it's doing good while making money. Then when you get older, you have money. So now what are your values? Your values are, okay, well now it's not as much the money. And something I have always said from day one that I went out on my own, and I tell this to the women I coach, for me, it was always about the message, not the money. And I believe that if that's your value and you share your message, the money will come.
Yes. And it's interesting because I was going to say to you, you have to have a very strong mindset to be able to say that, because for some people, saying it's the message, not the money, that can be a money block for them. I believe, and this is the same thing, I'm just going to say it differently, it's about the impact we make. The bigger the impact, the more money we have.
Mm-hmm.
I love money. Money is a tool. It allows me to do cool things. It allows me to fly in business class and be comfortable and all the things. When people come in and they're like, and we're working on like the energetics of the business, like in the 3 month. And they're like, oh, I need to bring some money in. I need to bring the money in. I'm like, we need to reframe that. So it's like, you want to make an impact in the lives of other people. Because if you're only in it for the money, energy speaks before your mouth even opens. People feel that. In the olden days, we used to call it slimy car salesman vibes. Like, you can tell, everybody listening to this, you've been on Instagram, you're on social, you can tell when somebody has created something from their heart and they love to do it, versus I'm doing this because I want to make some money.
And I promise you the money will come. I'm living proof.
Yeah, same. It always comes. And the important thing about values also from an energetic standpoint is like when you have clear values and people know what you stand for, you know, whether it's your customers or partners or employees or whatever, when you consistently show up and live up to your values, people know they can rely on you.
Mm-hmm.
It builds that trust. That trust starts to form.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a super strong foundation. And that creates lasting relationships. It's a no-brainer to me. We have to have these values, and your values also are connected to what you believe to be true about yourself. They're connected to how you see the world around you and how you perceive things. So, I mean, man, this episode is full of so many good things.
So many nuggets. I want to tell you as you're talking though, this is wild because my business has changed significantly in the past. I would say, what month are we in? 4 to 5 months. I had the best year I've ever had last year. Thank you, Coach Tiffany Carter. And I feel like perhaps I got a little too big time and I lost some of that connection. So I connect with my audience from the stage no matter what. And I talk to everybody, you know, but it's mass people. And I did much less one-on-one coaching, and I did less because I didn't have the time, because I was doing these really big stages and multi-year programs and all that stuff. And this year I was like, you know what? I missed that connection. So the speaker school that I'm doing, you're going to think that I made this up, but it's true. The speaker school is ridiculous. It's a third of what I usually charge, a third, because I wanted to make it accessible to, you know, if you can pay me my full fee, that's fantastic. And I have a program for that. This is for the women who can't, or for whatever reason won't. And it's a smaller program, but I want to make it, I want that connection. And that is something that is one of my core values, or has been for the past 6 months, is connecting back with the one-on-one, because it's a lot less profitable, and that's okay. That's what I want right now. That's what I want in my life.
I love that. I also love the connection thing. It's one of the reasons I have people all the time say, oh, will you ever get rid of one-on-one? No, I will never get rid. The one-on-one is the highest value way to work with me. Like, it's the highest way, the most intimate, the most like customized. And there's just something about being able to take people through this amazing journey and watching them open up to new pathways of possibility, and watching them release shit that's been holding them back, and watching them wake up and go, wow, I didn't actually know that that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so for me, like, same, I'll never get rid of the one-on-one. Do I have other ways to work with me that are more like affordable? Yes. The community expansion, it's $77 a month. Like, you literally have access to me in a group coaching thing in my app, face to face. I love the connection. I love being able to just connect with human beings. I think it's also why I've never created many things that are like, here, just buy this and do it on your own. Like, I'm not a huge fan of that.
Well, that's hard for what you do.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know, energetically, it doesn't feel good to me.
Don't do it. No one says you have to do it.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not doing it.
Do you think you got, I liked your wording, I got caught up in the big time. Do you think that was because you were watching what everybody else was doing and you were like, oh, I guess I'm supposed to be doing these things? Why do you think that was, that you?
No, I think I got too big time. I think I had huge speaking gigs that were a ton of pressure and a ton of prep and on planes and the follow-up. And, you know, I have somebody that I work with, somebody, she's called a slide polisher. She's my heart and soul in my business. So I put the slides in and it looks like a 5-year-old did it. And then she makes them look gorgeous. Love. Or I'll say, like, I need an image for feeling like an imposter, but knowing that you're really better, and blah, 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 blah. And she'll come up with some image. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. You nailed it. So it was a lot of work, and it was a lot of high level, high stakes work, which is great. It's what I wanted.
Yeah. I was going to say, you did manifest that, because I actually remember in California, one of the things you said you wanted. And do you remember the conversation we had? And I was like, what if you get that thing and you realize it's not what you wanted?
I don't remember that conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm not denying it. I don't, were we sitting at that round table?
We were.
Really?
Yep. And look what happened.
Right. So it's interesting, because my subconscious mind now I know it's my subconscious mind, it's pushing that away so that I can do more of the one-on-one. And again, I have the high ticket one-on-one and I have the lower ticket one-on-one. You get less with the lower ticket one-on-one, but you still get access to me. Yes. And like, you still get one-on-one with me. And it's been great. And there's no way these women would be able to do it. There's no way at my full price. No. So anyway, this all goes back to, you know, connection and ease. That was my other, like my words are my value and my values. And my word for this year was ease. And I'll tell you what, getting on a plane, I don't care if it's first class. I don't care if it's, you know, the Concorde, getting on a plane, jetting around the world. That is not ease. I did it for 20 years. And the minute I started doing it again, I was like, time out.
Yeah. The amount you travel, and we were talking about this, that is, my nervous system just goes, because for me, that's not, I don't want to travel on planes that much.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just interesting. And, you know, it goes back to me about live your truth, whatever that is. And you know what? You get to change that anytime you want. Anytime you want.
Oh, yeah. I feel like living your truth is a great way to like kind of start to wrap up this conversation. But what you just said, everybody listening to this podcast, you need to understand any moment of any day, you get to make a new choice. You get to decide who you want to be and what you want to do. And if your choice is that you're going to let your circumstances hold you back, and listen, I get it. Shit happens. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. Bad stuff happens to good people sometimes. But the most expansive people are the ones that have that shitty thing happen and then go, you know what? That was just a circumstance, and that's not my story. That's not my truth. That's not who I am. They make the conscious choice to move forward. And when you can do that, to me, that's the number one way to create a limitless life and create a business that you fucking love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, yes. What is one thing you would love to leave the listeners with based on all the cool stuff we've been talking about today?
Well, I said most of it because I did a lot of talking. I think that it's, again, it's who you have always been is not who you will always be. And you get to decide. You get to decide. No one else. You.
And understand that past versions of you don't dictate who you are right now and who you can become. Unless you let them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Just how it is. I've asked you this before. I love to ask this question. It's about having a limitless life. So given all of the things you've gone through over the past year with your business and life, would you say that things have changed when it comes to what you believe living a limitless life means?
Yes.
How so?
Would you like me to elaborate on that?
Elaborate on that.
So in the past, that's a good question. So I want to make sure I say this right. In the past, I have thought of a limitless life as the sky's the limit. Like you can do whatever you want to do. Recently, living a limitless life to me has meant truly, truly getting the limits that I put on myself out of my way. Mm. Anybody can say, oh, so this reminds me of the joke I wanted to, what I wanted to tell you. I was watching a TV ad. I think it just came out. It is so funny. And this woman goes, she's doing a selfie. She's an influencer. Hey, I'm just out here practicing gratitude and manifesting abundance. And it's making fun of these influencers. And I was cracking up. It was last night. I was cracking up. My point is, I don't know. Let me tie this back to my point is that, oh, you can say I'm going to manifest abundance, or you can say I'm going to live a limitless life. So for me, the real work is removing the limits I put on myself, not the limits that other people are putting on me. Those I can crash through. No problem. You want to put a roadblock in front of me, I'll crash right through it. I don't care what it is. When it comes to my own head, that's those are the limits that I've been working on getting rid of.
I love that. Girl, you know, we could just talk forever. If you guys loved this podcast, you need to join us on Instagram Live Thursdays at 11:45 Eastern Time. We are there. It's not a long thing. We're there 15, 20 minutes. We're having good conversations and we're giving you tips and tricks so you can actually take action, because we're not doing it just to listen to ourselves speak. I mean, that's not why we're doing it.
I mean, we do love talking to ourselves.
We do. Nancy, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to hang out with me in this capacity again, because, you know, I love you.
I love you. This is so great. I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to listen to it.
And I'm going to link everything up in the show notes. I'm going to have Nancy's podcast, speaker school, all the things. So you all have no excuse anymore keeping yourself stuck, because you just spent, I don't know how long this episode is going to be, you just spent time with two women who can help you move forward. So no excuses.
I love it.
All right. Until next time.
That's a wrap, Podsters. And before we go, I ask you, what's one thing from today's episode that you'll use this week to unmute yourself? DM me, email me, send a smoke signal, whatever you need to do. Let me know what you're going to do differently. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know and leave a 5-star review on Apple. This helps me spread our message of empowerment to more people worldwide. Let's do this.